Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Parenting isn't always easy. Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you are a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room. Because every family has a story worth telling. Only on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Everybody has a day and the sun stays away. Good evening, beautiful people, and welcome to another cozy Saturday on the Family Room, right here on Radio Africana UK. And I'm your host, Faye Kemi, and wherever you're listening from, whether you're in the traffic after Christmas shopping, yeah, I did some yesterday, I even did some this morning, or you're wrapping gift, I've not wrapped my gift though, putting up decorations, yes, that I've started since 2 weeks ago, or just relaxing with a hot drink, it depends on the climb where you are, or a cold drink, it depends on the climb where you are. I'm so glad you're here with me. For everyone that has joined on Instagram and TikTok, this is the Family Room. Antisumbo, Lola De Bamidele, thanks for joining early. Last week, we started a powerful conversation on raising resilient kids in a changing world. We talked about helping our children bounce back from life's challenges and build emotional strength. Tonight is actually the part two of that conversation, and we're getting very practical. Yeah, I mean very, very practical. We're going to be asking two important questions. Some people have sent in their comments during the week, and we do also apologize for the technical glitch towards the end of the show. But you didn't miss anything. I actually posted on my YouTube, and then we're going to continue from where we stopped last week. Remember to follow me on TikTok. Follow me, Faye Kemi Bangbuche, on TikTok and on Instagram. And of course, you can also follow and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Faye Kemi. You see Faye Kemi too on YouTube and FK Mighty on TikTok. But on Facebook, it's Faye Kemi Bangbuche, and on Instagram, Faye Kemi Bangbuche, FK Mighty on TikTok. And of course, you can also follow Radio Africana on Facebook, on TikTok, and on Instagram. If you are in the UK, you can call us on 0161 222 9960. But if you are outside the UK, remember to add +44, and then you can also WhatsApp. Message, text messages, and WhatsApp us. Join the conversation on 0744-881-1570 on Radio Africana. So we're going to be doing a lot tonight. We're going to be asking two important questions, like what daily habits can help our children manage stress or disappointment better? And number two, and how do we avoid overprotecting our children while we're still being loving and supportive? And I'm not going to be alone tonight again. Our guest is still joining us tonight on phone. And I'm going to be joined by Remy Olatunde again on the phone. And of course, when we come back, we are going to take a short break now. And when we come back, we're going to be diving straight into it with Remy Olatunde. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We got to get it wrong. Mary J is in the spot tonight, and I'ma make you feel alright. Come on, baby, just party with me. Let loose and set your body free. Leave your situations at the door, so when you step inside, jump on the floor.
Let's get it funk up, let's get funk up on this dance. We got y'all open, now you're open, so you got to dance for me. Don't need no hateration.
Start to lose your mind. Cop you a drink, go ahead and rock your eyes.
cause we're celebrating, no more drama
in our lives.
With a great track pumping, everybody's jumping. Go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping. I told you, leave your situations out the door. So grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
Let's get
welcome back to the family room. Tonight we are continuing our excellence conversation, this time from a practical everyday parenting angle. Remember, family room, it's about parenting, about children and family. And wherever you're watching us from, I'm being joined today on phone by Remy Olatunde. Remy Olatunde is a media and marketing specialist, is a creative director with SBM Media and a principal partner with Rooks and Rooks Global Communications. He has 18 years of experience working with teens as a coach and a pastor. He's married with a beautiful daughter. Remy, let's jump straight into our first big question. How are you today, Remy? Thanks for joining us again. All right, it's nice to have you back. It's nice to have you back. It's a double barrel one. Have you set up your Christmas tree, your lights? I know where you are. You don't usually do it at this time. Have you done that?
We feel it's not time yet, but it's getting to that time. Probably by next week that will start coming up.
Okay. All right. Also, let me thanks to everyone to have joined us also on TikTok. Yala J, Tryfish Mama, Onyi, and lot of Onyi Victor. Thanks for joining us. Wakatsi, Tusile, Yahweh Studios, Gracie. We are actually talking about raising resilience kids, you know, in our changing world. So, and I've someone join us tonight, and we're going to be reading out some comments as well. So, Remy, what daily habits can genuinely help children manage stress or disappointment better? This show is not just for people that are married. If you're single, you've got children, you've got cousins, you've got little ones living with you, this is the show to listen to. So, Remy, what daily habits can genuinely help children manage stress or disappointment better?
When you talk about managing stress or disappointment, the first point of call is going to be physical activities. Okay? Allowing the kids to be physically involved, okay, reduces stress. I mean, not only to kids, but to everyone, but particularly kids. When you encourage them to be involved in physical activities, you discover that tends to reduce stress from them. Then you also have to understand the fact that when there is a weight of responsibility on the child, maybe from the parents, from society and all that, at that particular young age, that also will definitely contribute. So the parents need to come to a place where intentionally, while guiding the emotional growth of the child, they create conducive environment where expectations are well managed, such that the children or the child is able to cope with whatever expectation is being placed on them, especially by the parents, because the home is the place where the child stays for a longer period, even than any other area when it comes to social interactions. So you discover that there are certain routines also that you begin to establish to help them cope with stress or disappointments. When you establish routine in the house, it gives a sense of stability, and then also it also gives a sense of mastery. You understand? There is no, there are no surprises. The kids know what to expect. You know, those kind of daily habits and routine will actually help, from breakfast to homework to, you know, even preparing for school. All these things are things that when you put in place and it becomes a behavior, you know, a habit pattern for the child, the level of stress that feel is reduced.
Yes. So when you talk about the stress that some of the children, because a lot of parents feels that maybe some people don't actually know that these children also go through emotional stress. So how early, I'm going to ask you two questions. So how early should parents start teaching emotional regulation, you know, and how can parents help kids talk about their feelings instead of bottling them up? The child is stressed up already. So instead of, but that is why you see some children, especially when they've got siblings, they will just, you know, spark, or they will just even some will lash out at their parents, you know, especially if you live in this part of the world. So how early should parents start teaching emotional regulation? How can parents start help them to also talk about their feelings instead of bottling them up? You know, for instance, where I am now, early years is a big deal. Early years education is a big deal. Between age one and age five, that is when, you know, the social, the emotional development happens. So, and then you see that is when the students spend a lot of time in school, and that is when they are really, you know, they are really guide on how to self-regulate, you know, when they are stressed up. So what is your take and what would be your advice to parents regarding that?
Okay, when it comes to how early mm-hmm. That is incorporated into this the child's development or growth, is as early as the first time you carry your baby in your hands. That is as early as it can be. You'll be surprised that you think that they don't have the capacity to pick up certain things even at that particular age. They do. Mm-hmm. They do. They really do. And so you begin that conscious habit, conscious effort of actually helping them with their emotions at that very young age, by touch, by words, by action. Okay, those are the three tools that you actually use to actually help them build their emotions, mm-hmm. by touch, mm-hmm. by action, mm-hmm. and by your words. So once you start early, it becomes something that the child start getting familiar with. Okay, and sure. When they start becoming familiar with those areas of their interaction with their parents, it helped them to actually, you know, start building the necessary, you know, emotional pack that they need to build.
Yeah.
So it's not just a question of the fact that you have to wait until they are one, mm-hmm. or wait until they are two before you start helping them with that.
True.
Okay. So, the other part of the question again, please.
Yes, I said, how can parents help kids talk about their feelings instead of bottling them up?
Without bottling up their emotions. Mm-hmm. Now, the first thing you have to understand is this. Mm. Kids are afraid of being shut down, of being talked down. Mm. Okay?
Yeah.
They are afraid of being punished. Okay? And so, when you create a safe environment where you remove these fears, mm-hmm. it becomes easier for them not to bottle up whatever it is that they are feeling in terms of their emotions or their feelings. So you have to create, like I keep saying, the word is intentional. Mm-hmm. And that is what parents need to understand. Okay? You have to be intentional about how you go about handling them, having conversations with them. Okay? Mm-hmm. You're not judgmental. You don't stand in the place of judging them based on the way they feel. But rather, you help them to understand their feelings and help them to overcome certain areas where they need to overcome, where they need to grow. You help them. That's why last week we talked about standing by them, right? Rather than standing in front of them.
Mm.
Okay, you help them in the journey by words of affirmation, very important.
Yeah.
Words of encouragement and support.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you always try and draw them into conversation. Make it easy for them to be able to talk to you as their parents. Okay, we said, You don't use your words to condemn their actions. Okay, even when they make mistakes, it is not about the fact that, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Why didn't you do it this way? No, that is not the right way to go. rather, oh, this happened. How did it happen? What happened? And then you begin to interrogate the process and then help them, because in the place of interrogating the process, you are helping them to also come out to understand the reason why they have done what they have done and why the result is the way it has been, and then what they can learn to get a better result next time.
Okay. Oh, so it's in the little things, daily check-ins, routines, emotional awareness, and safe conversation, like you said, that you stand by them and you not to stand in front of them. You've repeated that words, and that one is it has to stay in my head, that you stand by them and not in front of them. So now, when you show love, now let's talk about something many parents struggle with, especially in this generation. How do parents avoid overprotecting their children? You know, you want to keep them safe, you want to guide them, but how do you avoid overprotecting your children while still being deep loving? You know, how do you do that? So
it's quite a challenge. Mm-hmm. Because every parent want to make sure that their parents their children are in a safe zone. Okay. Mm-hmm. But we need to understand the fact that without mistakes, without a certain level of I don't want to use the word pain. Mm-hmm. But without certain level of struggles, it's going to be difficult for a child, for anybody at all, to grow, and that includes a child. So, for you as a parent to stand in a position where you are not overprotecting your child, you know, despite your good intentions, it's in the place of you finding a balance first and foremost. Okay. Don't step in too quickly. Mm-hmm. When it comes to problem solving. Mm-hmm. You're not the hero.
So you allow them to make mistakes without panicking.
They need, that is the word. Mm-hmm. You don't panic. Mm-hmm. You wait for the process to take its course, because you know that at the end of the day, there is something to be learned.
I just remember a video I posted where the boy was riding the bicycle and the boy fell. You know, when they fall like that, when I was in early years practice, when they fall like that, you just leave them fall, then you say, are you okay? Okay, stand up, this one, are you sure? And you check the legs, you tell them to jump up and down if they're fine. But you know, while growing up, if a child falls like that, you know, you scream, you shout. Yeah. Do you understand?
but the truth of the matter is that as parents, mm-hmm. you have to pause before reacting. Take a breath. And then observe, you know, instead of, because the idea of that overprotection is that you're putting yourself in a place of control. Mm-hmm. Okay, control over outcomes. And once you put yourself in a place of control over outcome, definitely you will always find yourself stepping in. Mm-hmm. You will always, so you need to shift your mindset. You know, true. Shift your mindset from the fact that no matter what you have experienced as a parent, now as a child growing up, you have to throw some of those things away, and then you unlearn some things to learn new things. Mindset shift is very, very important, because mistakes are training, and mistakes are training, not threats. Okay. True. A lot of people feel that they want their children to succeed. And mm-hmm. so because of that, they have to do everything they can within their power to make sure, oh, the mistakes I made, the things I went through, I don't want you to go through. It's fine. Mm-hmm. We agree with that. But how you do it, that is the important part of the whole thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is where the child is able to grow. That is where the child, in the place of making mistakes, mm-hmm. in the place of those struggles, that is where the child. I remember there was this short clip I watched where a father was taking a walk with mm-hmm. a toddler, mm-hmm. his son, a toddler home, and he, you know, it was a learning process. He had created certain barriers on the way. He crossed the barrier easily, and then stood on the other side of the barrier and waited for the toddler to cross, and watched the toddler struggling. And when he couldn't cross, he was crying. And the father only said, I trust you. I believe you can do it. and you see the child becoming very calm, and then looking at finding a way to actually get through that barrier. Eventually, the child passed through the barrier to the father, and the father hugged him and carried him, and they moved along. So, that is how life is supposed to
be. So that brings me to this question now. So how does overprotection affect confidence long term?
It does because each time you step in, you deny the child the opportunity to grow. Deny the child the opportunity to grow each time you step in, and once that begins to happen, and the child does not find the right situations or environment to actually grow that emotion, you see, the child becomes over dependent. Okay,
true.
The child's independence is gone. He's depending on people all the days of his life. He's depending on his parents. He's depending on people around him to be able to get out of certain situation that easily he would have been able to get out of if he had been given the opportunity to actually grow, you know, within that environment of making mistakes.
True.
Okay. It also creates a mindset concerning the environment where the child becomes somebody that have, you know, when he or she grows up, this entitlement mentality. Okay?
Yeah.
That, look, I'm supposed to get it. You're supposed to do it for me. And that is what we have in the society today that is part of the problem that we have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't allow the child to handle some things, okay? Mm. Handle some things by themselves, they will never understand the way the world works. When they don't understand the way the world works, their involvement in society is going to be limited. Because that overprotection that we're talking about for the parents is control. Mm-hmm. Is control wrapped in love.
Wow.
But control wrapped in love is going to do more harm than good to the child.
Wow. I think every parent needs to listen to that. Control wrap in love. You know, you can wrap love around them, but don't wrap control around the love. I think that's what is just to like summarize everything. Thank you very much for that. For those that are joining us, that have just joined us on TikTok, I can see you, Miriam. I can see you, Yahweh Sounds. I can see DJ Troy. Thanks for joining, Gabriel. Horacle, thank you for joining. I can see Ola. I can see Martin Lloyd. I can see who else again is there? I can see a lot of people, Mr. Sonny Peep on Instagram. Thank you all for joining on this show today. We are still talking about raising resilient kids in our changing world. So we're going to go on a quick break, and when we come back, we've got lots of comments, and I believe Remy is ready. I'm going to be reading out those comments that people have sent in earlier so that we can just, you know, share more light on this particular topic. Don't go away, everyone. We'll be right back.
It's more than you. It is more than me. No matter what we are a family. This dream is for all of us. This one can be real. And you can't stop us now because of how you feel. It's more than you. It is more than me. Whatever dreams we have, they're for the family. We're not alone anymore. Now there are others. To share. So don't think you're going
Into Family Room with Fayi Kemi on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. It's the Family Room on Radio Africana. And if you're just tuning in, remember to follow Radio Africana on Facebook, on TikTok, and on Instagram. And subscribe to my YouTube channel because I will always put this so you can always go back to watch. Also, follow me on TikTok. That's FK Mighty on TikTok. Follow me also on Facebook and on Instagram. That's Fayi Kemi Bangbushe on Instagram. And I still have Remy Olatunde not in the studio on the phone. He joined us on the phone. So Remy has been giving us a lot of things about how we can raise resilient kids, you know, without being overprotective. He said loving them but not wrapping that love with control. So we're going to be reading some comments, and I will start with a comment from Janet. Janet's sent in a comment from Milty Keynes, and she says, I want my child to be strong, but every time she cries, I rush in. I don't know where to draw the line. Remy, this is sometimes what a lot of parents, especially children that are still very young, the toddlers and all that, do you need to always rush every time when that child cries? You also had one a while, I would say, had one a while ago, like, I mean, the time when she used to cry like that a lot, and I know she still cries, though she should have outgrown that by now, but, you know, what should parents do? Every single parent, married parent, what should they do?
Once you begin to do that, and it becomes a pattern, what you're doing is that you are arming that child with a weapon to use against you.
If okay. I cry, daddy will rush. Mommy will rush.
Exactly.
Hello. So, I remember. So, some people always say, "Let them cry. Let them cry," because if they didn't cry, you won't take them out of the hospital, you know, after delivery. I remember that thing that they usually say.
You know, someone has once told me that helps their vocal cord. I don't know about that. I'm not a medical person. But from the psychological perspective of the whole thing, when it comes to emotional development, you don't rush in every time. No. What you do is that, don't forget that while you love and you want to protect your child, part of what you need to do is that you create safety protocols.
Yeah.
Okay. I call them safety protocols, such that even when the child is crying, you can first and foremost watch from a distance to ascertain what the situation is. Mm. Is it a situation that demands your urgent intervention?
Mm.
Or is it something that just, you know, wait out? There are times when children cry and then they stop crying by themselves. There are times it is just because they want attention. There are times that it is because there is something that they want and they must get it at all cost. So it's not every time that they are in quotes, and that is why they are crying. So why we look at the fact that we need to protect them, we need to care about them, we must also, like I said once again, be intentional with the way. So jumping in all the time is not the best way to handle such situation, but take a breather, observe them before you take the action that you need to take. Does this particular situation warrant me stepping in immediately, or do I just wait and see what is happening? Exactly Exactly. So that is the way to go with it. Otherwise, you end up having to, you know, run at all time to you know, even when the child wants you to say, when the child wants to say, mama, you just start crying. And then when you appear, it says, mama, and smile. And then,
all right. Thank you for that. So Kemi Ovier says, regarding managing stress, she says, to help a kid manage stress or disappointment better, I'll subscribe to having the child involving the child in physical activities of interest. So mm-hmm. whatever the child is interested mm-hmm. in. So this helps the kids the stress and it releases tension as it reduces stress hormones naturally. And she also said another way to help a child distress is to make the child get involved in routines, thereby, you know, you also mentioned routine earlier, thereby creating predictably, you know, what the kids said. So ensuring that the kids feel safe when they know what comes next. So this also reduces anxiety and improves emotional stability. So that's all she said. What do you think?
That is very, very true. That is very, very true. Mm. All those areas are things that help the child when it comes to, you know, building their emotions. Yeah. Okay. Positively.
Yes, you also said that the child can also be introduced into quiet time, with God for a tell it to him session. I know I have a couple of friends that do that for their younger children. This can be wrapped up in worships, which brings God into the equation, you know. And you know, when God is in the equation, you know, the stress and everything will definitely go away.
Yes, for those who are spiritual, mm-hmm. You can't take that away from the fact that that comes into play, mm-hmm. And it helps a whole lot for faith-based people. It helps a whole lot. Yeah. Mm.
So, and then she also said to avoid overprotective children whilst being loving, I will ensure the child tries out new things. You know, sometimes some children, when they throw tantrums, you know, like the ones that are in early years, what we do, we just look for something that will interest them. If the child loves, so it's just that every parent should try to understand the kind of child that you have. Some children love when they see book, when they see colorful books, that is it. Some children, when they hear music, once you start playing sounds, that is it. Whatever thing they are doing, whatever thing they are pushing and drumming and shouting, they will stop. Some children, when they see, you know, children have interest. What interests them? Just look for what interests your child. That will also, you know, make them to distress, you know, like to, it will calm them down. So decide the child should be equipped with safety teachings, boundaries, and consequences. Yes, that consequences is there. You know, when the child does something, it's not that every time that you overprotect them. They should be taught that they are responsible for every decision or indecisions of their lives. That last one, what do you think? They should be taught that they are responsible for every decision or indecisions of their lives.
That is the bedrock of emotional stability. And when they are being taught responsibility at a very young age, it begins to define their actions. It begins to define their perspective towards life. Mm. You know, if you're going to succeed in life, it is left to you. If you are going to not succeed, it is left to you. Whatever you want to make out of your life, you have the power in your hands. And so, if you read your book, there are consequences. Mm. Okay, if you don't read, there are consequences. Okay, if you break your toys, there are consequences.
You won't have
any more. Keep your toys clean. Exactly. I'm not buying another one for you in the next 3 months. So you're going to stay without a toy.
Yeah.
Okay, so in understanding consequences, it places responsibility on them. Mm. Okay, there is something that she mentioned in that comment where mm-hmm. you talked about trying out new things, you know, because children are naturally curious to learn everything about life as they grow. Mm. So it's, you know, looking at new things tends to draw their attention. even if at the end of the day it's not something that they're going to be interested in. And that way also it helped them to begin to learn, because you never know what it is that will be a point of interest to them. And the moment you start introducing this, but whatever it is that you are introducing that is new, ensure that it is safe for the child to consume in terms of information, in terms of things that will help their emotion to grow.
Thanks to everyone also that's just joining on Instagram. K-Bam Boshe, K-Bam saying thank you for joining. I've got Salome Abbas, thanks for joining in. And Mark Mickens, Kaz, thanks for joining. Femi May, Seven Kings underscore Emptors, thanks for joining. And to everyone also that have joined on TikTok, we're talking about raising resilient kids. Bookie Luxury, thanks for joining on TikTok. Yahweh Sounds, Mirabel is still here. Thanks to everyone. Bryson, Ghania Tani, GT. Thanks to everyone. We can share your thoughts. Thanks for joining us. Titi Oye says, create avenue where they can showcase their inbuilt talent. You know, we've talked about it. This will reduce psychological stress and make them relevant, especially if what they are doing is acceptable in the society and needed to meet immediate needs of people, you know, either small or big, you know, so capitalize on their talent. So as parents, she also says, let the voice of your children, family be heard. Listen and dialogue. I know my girls always say, Mom, you're not listening, you're not listening, you're not listening. And dialogue together always. You know, when I dialogue with them, I get more. When I talk about it, but when I shout about it, you know, I meet the brick wall as a parent. So let everyone in the family be part of that family. You know, getting the children involved. She also said it makes a better team when everyone seems himself or herself as part of decision making. So she's just saying that don't say your children are small, don't say they are young, they are teenagers. Let them be part of the decision making. I know sometimes we want to show them that we are the parents. What do you think, Remy?
Sincerely, this is absolutely fabulous and absolutely true. If I use myself as an example, I remember that part of the traits in terms of the confidence and ability to actually make decisions by myself and stand by my decisions that I built over time was as a result of what I picked from my family. Back then, as young as I was as a child, my dad would always call me and say, what do you think about this? And we are making a decision on behalf of the family. So I felt drawn in. I felt like I was an adult, even when I was still a child. You know, even if at the end of the day, my opinion may not shape the decision at the end of the day, I felt I had a contribution to whatever it is that was being done in the family. And that is the way to go for every child.
Hope they are listening. Like someone said, let them be collaborators.
As young as when they can't even say anything. There are times when you call your toddler and you just sit him or her down and you're speaking gibberish just to him or her, and you go like, gosh, I don't understand what you're saying, but I guess we are having a conversation. And she's going, continue. A day will come. I remember my daughter, we always go like, Dada, sit down, sit down. And I said, yes. Okay, so let's talk. And in my mind, I go like, what do we want to talk about for girls' sake? because over time, she has seen that there are times when I sit with her, and then I just go like, she looks at me and goes like, the mom will look at us and say, what are they saying? I said, don't worry, we are speaking our language. So that is something that is very important for the whole family, that since they are part of the family, their voices must be heard, their voices must not be silent, because it's one of the tools that we use to actually build them up.
So the voices of the children must be heard. So every parent out there, remember, listening,
the children's voices must be heard. Talk to them, discuss with them, dialogue with them before you go ahead to do things for them sometimes. I have one of my daughters. If I buy something for her, without, you know, collaborating with her, I'm on my own. The shoes, the clothes she would not wear. She would say, "Mom, you don't like the kind of trousers I like to wear. You buy for me. I don't like it." Now I know the type of kind of trousers she likes to wear. So I will not waste my money to buy what she will not wear, and I will end up throwing away. So I'm just going to take this last two comments. One from Tunde. Tunde says, "It's what we've been talking about, redirecting their focus and energy to creative skills like drawing and painting." Someone mentioned it earlier. It also says, teaching them life skills, you know, somebody mentioned it as well, and giving them tasks and responsibilities that match their age. I remember somebody mentioned it last week. So, and Sheun said, the kids should get a better sleep. One should allow the kids for easy conversation, like we said, and allow, it seems all these people that had sent any comments, you know, they are coming from the same place. It seems they've all agreed, you know, everybody's just saying like the same thing, and allow them to speak out than regular exercise. You know, children too, they should exercise. To not over pamper children is that the parents will overlook what he or she went through before making it. So that sleep is what I want to just chip in. You know, parents, stop over pampering your children. Let them go to bed in time. What is a child still doing? Watching TV with you at 10 p.m. in the night, at 11, at 12. If it's a teenager at 10, maybe okay on the weekend. But if it's their children, what are they still doing? You see some children, they'll still watch, they will sit down and still be watching African Magic, Netflix, and watch, be on Amazon Prime, you know, till 10, till 11. Why? Stop over pampering your children. Let them have adequate sleep. When they sleep very well, I believe as adults too, when you sleep late, by the time you wake up in the morning, I don't know how some kids do it or how some parents make their children go through a lot of stress.
I think there is something that we also have to emphasize, that while we are talking about the kids, the parents are the number one model that they look at. So you also have to be intentional with the way you live your life in front of your children. You have to be the model, the first point of contact, the model that they look at to build their own emotions, to build their own life and patterns. So if you're the shouty type, you're always shouting, you're not calm when you're speaking, of course, what do you expect them to pick up from you? If like you said, if you're watching, yes, there is a place where you're an adult, and if you set boundaries, you must ensure also that those boundaries, while you are setting boundaries for your children, also set for yourself and use it as an example to prove the point of boundaries to them.
True. Thank you very much. I will go on a short break and we'll come back to give some closing practical tips and some encouragements that will be coming from our guests to all parents. So we'll be right back after this short break. Don't go away. It's the Radio Africana and the show is Family Room.
Steady also, I know the rest, oh. Me, I no get many friends, oh. To the pay won't call me bell, oh. Just another boy from the ghetto. I been looking for daily bread, oh. So who want me a bully day, oh. So I carry my family for head, oh. If them never jump, I must double us, oh. Carry my family for head. If I go to sleep, she be na me down from home. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A minimum of boss and shabby. A minimum of boss and shabby. A minimum of boss and shabby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A minimum of boss and shabby. A minimum of boss and shabby. A minimum of boss and shabby. Yeah. So if you see me for the road, now go lose guard. My mind don't go far away.
Me, I no fish, I lie you. If you see me enter party, no God in shatter. Give me two bottles of more. Make my body balance you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A minimum of abortion, Jamie. A minimum of abortion, Jamie. A minimum of abortion, Jamie.
This is Family Room with Fiyi Kemi.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, this is we're going to the last part of the show, and it's still Family Room on Radio Africana. Remember to follow me on TikTok, that's FK Mighty. Also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Fikemi Bangushe, and Instagram is Fikemi Bangushi, FK Mighty on TikTok. Remember to also subscribe on my YouTube channel. You know, we'll always post these videos on the YouTube channel after the show. Remember to subscribe, remember to follow, and to also share some of our videos. So I still have with me Remy Olatunde, the marketing and communication guru, and of course, the coach of the coaches. So Remy, what are your practical tips or your closing words for parents out there?
To all parents, like I mentioned the last time, you are doing a fantastic job. Sincerely, you are doing one of the most meaningful things anyone can do. You know, raising a child who can.
I say thank you because I'm a mom too.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, raising a child who can stand strong in a world that isn't always gentle is quite a job. And even on days when you feel unsure or you feel tired. But I just want every parent to remember this. Resilience isn't built by perfect parenting. No. Rather, it is built by presence and intentional parenting. So, in all sincerity, I would say keep going. Your presence matters more than your perfection, okay? And your love is already building resilience one day at a time. That is the truth, and nobody can take that away from you.
Thank you so much, Remy. Thank you. I believe every parent, whether you're single, whether you're married, you have taken that. We are all doing a very good job. We are not perfect. Let children, I would say my own closing tips would be let children attempt difficult things, normalize disappointment, teach problem, you know, solving instead of fixing everything for them. Let them solve the problem. And of course, provide comfort without removing every challenge for them. So to every parent's listening tonight, I want to say love your child deeply, but trust their strengths too. So thank you very much, Remy, for the beautiful conversation today.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate your coming on the show again on today. And to everyone that has joined us on TikTok and on Instagram Live. Sorry, we couldn't go on YouTube Live again. Thank you, my friend, Justin Ziga. Thank you for joining. Thanks to every other person that joined today. I've got lots of people on. If I didn't call your name, pardon me, please. Thank you. Absolute. Thanks for joining also. And everyone that is on Instagram, thanks for joining today. So to everyone, I want to say a very big thank you. For people that are even listening live on radio, we appreciate you. And remember, if your tree is not up, get your Christmas tree ready. Put the lightings up. I've done mine. Wrap those gifts. Put them under the trees. Get ready for that season. No matter what you've gone through as a parent from January to November, just know that God has got your back and everything is possible with God. So I'm signing out here now, saying thank you to my wonderful producer. Wonderful. Thank you to everyone. Thank you, Radio Africana, for the opportunity, you know, to talk to family about parenting, about children. Thank you, everyone. I'll see you again next week. Bye for now. Enjoy your weekend.
For the ones who love you so. Be a shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone, no.
When your friends bring you down
and they drag you through the dirt, and when nobody's around, they'll carry you through the hurt. Just remember that family comes.
Radio Africana.
She dey my side when you no bamo, when you dey red, pepper no rest. Oh, she dey my side, she no dey leave my side. Borrow me back, she help me type bully. She my nigga, my number one to me. When we fight, yeah, I no feel if I side. Tell me when me I go defy, defy, defy. Be a love feel if I, if I, if I, if I say. Be a you we go day, chop my money, share my money. Chop the turkey cause we done be family. Share my money, chop my money. Chop the turkey cause we done be family. Up. But look, I love me, I know it's in a talk. If I die, come back, then I swear I go involve you.
True love, to blow my mind. Girl, this love is phenomenal. Let me love you now.
Tell me when me a go live.
Me and you, we go there, chop my money, share my money. Chop the turkey, cause we don't be family. Share my money, chop my money. Chop the turkey, cause we don't be family.